My family and I lived there year-round in 1975 and 76. My grandmother died in 1981, and then the park took the land.
And how did it come about that the park took the land for the preserve?
The people who manage the East Bay Regional Park District have changed over the past quarter century. I don't think that those who run the park now would do the same thing as those who were there before. There are many good and dedicated people who currently work within the park system and do an excellent, meaningful job, but 30 years ago, after six generations of our family having been associated with living on and taking care of Mission Peak, when my grandmother tried to arrange her affairs in a manner that would carry the family heritage down to the next generation, the East Bay Regional Park District threatened right of eminent domain to take the land from her if she didn't sell to them. She was forced to sell to the park, otherwise the family would be there still.
Members of your family were interested in continuing on there, and you feel that the park district basically bullied your grandmother into selling to them.
Yes. Population means growth, and growth means change. And change is going to come, whether it comes quickly or slowly, it will come. I personally think that the ranching families should have certain rights, especially if the properties are or have been owned by succeeding generations, 100 years worth of ownership in the same family. There should be at least part of the land kept in open space or slow growth or whatever it might be, but they should be allowed some opportunity somehow to be able to develop some of their land. It's difficult to say. I haven't been around here in a long time, but I come down often and visit, and it's nice to see the open space still there.
It is an irony that even today there's cattle ranching on Mission Peak. And in fact, if you talk to people who are hiking on the trails, usually what people are complaining about is the cattle. So the irony is there are people ranching there. It's just not your family.
The park leases the land on a seasonal basis to ranchers who will bring their cattle in to keep the grass down, keep fire danger low, and to have a place to feed the cattle. It's sad. I have an article back in the 1970s where it indicated that East Bay was going to focus their sights on three major hills in the Bay Area, and my mother sent me a copy of it and said, well, it's the beginning of the end, because one family can't fight a political machine unless that family is independently wealthy.
You do have to wonder what's going to happen with the San Antonio Valley, which is south of Sunol and east of Mount Hamilton. Right now, a lot of that is owned by the San Francisco Water District, and they've been very aggressive in developing their property. The future of ranching in our area is an open question.
It's getting more and more endangered. The park hasn't even made a functional use plan of what to do with Mission Peak. It's just a hiking point. And they've tried to preserve the houses by putting new roofs on three of them, and that helped. There's erosion problem below the houses that has cut a 50-foot hole under the fence line, and it's working right up toward the upper house. If they let that go, the house will literally fall into the hole.